Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Holla! Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Sam Crowley and Every Day is Saturday podcast. Taking a sledgehammer to fear. Love it, man. I'm jacked up. I'm fired up. I know that your best days, they haven't even happened yet, which is so flipping amazing. Procrastination, it's the worst nation to live in ever. You don't want to live there. How do you get past it, though? What do you need to do? Well, here's the thing. Stop focusing on the pain involved in the process. All right. Pain is the conduit, right? Pain is the conduit to success. You can't get to where you're going on the journey unless you experience a little pain. Do you want to experience it? No. Do you need to? Of course you do. How would you ever appreciate it? Okay. How would you name one thing you've ever done that when you had the idea and you did it, there was no pain involved at all? All right. So quit worrying about that. All right, just stop worrying about that. By the way, should I stop right now? Anybody listening new to the podcast and let you know that the person's screaming into your earbuds? My name's Sam Crowley, founder of EverydaySaturday.com. I gave the boss the middle finger back in May 2005, went broke, went back to the job, got cut at the knees financially, went for my dream again 18 months later, and now here we are, haven't cashed the paycheck from the man in quite some time, and I'm the crash test dummy for entrepreneurs, all in the name of creating a lifetime of Saturdays. All right, we got that out of the way. Procrastination, it's like the kamikaze pilot on its 17th mission, you know? You have to stop procrastinating. So working with people over the years, I find the common theme of they'll find reasons, okay? Reasons, and you really got to search for these reasons, and sometimes it's, well, I don't know how. I don't know how I'm going to get that done. Therefore, oh, can't do it today. Well, that's weak. Everything is figure outable. You know how to get the information. You may not know how to do it. Look, I don't know how to change out the electrical outlets in my kitchen, but I know one thing. All I got to do is Google. Back in the day, it used to be the yellow pages. Open up the phone book and call an electrician. I know how to get it done. So if your issue right now is you're not moving forward because you don't know how, you know how to get someone who knows how. Does that make sense? You know how to get it done by using a third party who not only knows how to get it done, they're passionate about getting it done. For example, think about that. If you had to, let's say you had a clogged sink, all right, and everybody in your house used this sink. It's your kitchen sink. Okay, your dishwasher has a hose run off of it. You got everybody and their brother in your home using the sink. Everybody uses the sink, but it's clogged. And the water is now, look, if you've ever been single, you certainly had this problem, okay? But the water will not drain. There's stagnant water sitting in your kitchen. The dirty dishes are piling up next to it on the counter. And what are you going to do? You're just going to leave that water there? You went to the store. You got liquid Drano or liquid plumber, and you poured it down. Didn't work at all. So what are you going to do? You're just going to sit there, right? You're just going to keep walking by. Hey, no big deal, guys. Let's wash the go take the dishes to the bathroom sink for the next 6 months. This sink we are not using until that water just goes down. Now, you got a better chance of that water evaporating before it ever goes down the drain. So what are you going to do? That water, stagnant water right there, represents what you're thinking about right now, where you are right now. You just got stagnant water, and you're not moving forward because of the pain involved of Googling a plumber, getting somebody out there for $90 an hour. Oh, my God, it's $90 an hour. Yeah, I get that. It's going to take him an hour. It's going to take, it's going to take him 15 minutes to fix it. But he's going to charge you $90, rightfully so. because he's a master tradesman at what he does. Never, ever, let me just give you, this is kind of related, but not quite what we talk about today. Never skimp on quality work. Electricians, plumbers, remodeling, contractors, take it from somebody who tried to go the Walmart route on skilled labor and ended up paying 10 times more because I just didn't call the quality individual ahead of time. This goes for accounting. It goes for legal work. It goes for real estate agents. It goes for contractors and plumbers and electricians. It goes for beauty salons, although I still get it done at Great Clips for $12 because, you know, I don't have that much going on up top to worry about. Anyway, don't ever skimp on price. Pay the $90 an hour. Get it done the right way. But think about that stagnant water sitting in the sink right now. That is only thing standing away from you and getting this dream lawn. Take action. You know how to get it done. You're going to get that drain, and you're going to get that sink drained. Now, what are you going to do with your dream? Are you going to just sit there stagnant and not do anything because I don't know how? I don't know how to get a URL, and I don't know how to get a domain name, and I don't know how to blog and video, podcast, whatever it is you want to do. I don't know how to speak. I don't know how to get on stage. I don't know how to share my mess. You know how? You're talking to people every single day. The only difference is you're expanding your audience. If the only thing standing in your way right now is like a website or a landing page or an autoresponder, get someone that knows how. Not only that, pay them a lot. At least pay them what they're worth. You don't need to pay a lot. You can always save money and still get great skilled labor. But you're going to pay for it. I promise you, you're going to pay for it, and rightfully so, because these people, guess what they've done for the last 8 years? They've been testing and tweaking and split testing and trying this and trying that. They figured out all the ways it doesn't work. So now when you pay them, they're going to figure out the way it does work. Hire somebody who's been where you want to go. Let them show you the way. All the roads that lead to dead ends they've tried, they know it doesn't work. This is when I work with clients. Look, Sam, we finally found you. Thank God we found you. We paid a guy $35,000. He built a funnel for us and went away. Oh, I know. I know. I get that all the time. Sam, I want to be a speaker on stage, but I hired a guy. I know. Oh, I get it. I get it. I get it all. Trust me. I get it. Listen, everything is figure outable. Stop dilly-dallying around. Get the sink drained today. Get moving, okay? You're going to feel so much better when you walk past that sink and you spray like the Formula 409. They still make Formula 409. Is that because I'm 50 and I remember it? The Clorox bleach spray, get that in the sink. Get it all cleaned out. Get it smelling good again. And now you can wash dishes in there again. And now you're ready to go and everybody's happy and nobody's mad at you, looking at you like, why are we standing here looking at this water? Anybody going to get this fixed? That's what people are looking at you right now. They say, why are you just standing there? Aren't you going to get moving? Aren't you going to get moving? Get going. Just get going. Make the call. And you know what? A lot of the times, you know who needs to hear the call? You. You. If it makes you feel, get on the phone and call yourself. Hey, Sam, it's Sam. Let's get going today. Okay. I don't care if you got to hold your pinky finger and your thumb up to your ear like you're holding an imaginary telephone and say, hey, Sam, it's Sam. Let's get going today. You ready? Yeah, man, I'm ready. You ready? Yeah, let's go. You want to do it? Let's do it. I don't care if you got to do that. But you got to get going. There's a sense of urgency to this thing. You know that, right? Like, there's a sense of urgency. You woke up today, congratulations. You might not wake up tomorrow. So put a sense of urgency to this platform. You got work in. Let's go. Let's get it. You with me? Are you with? Hey, by the way, would you be so kind? If you have not rated and subscribed to the Everyday Saturday podcast on iTunes, would you please do that so others can find the show just like you when they search the best in motivation on iTunes and inspiration? If you wouldn't mind rating, subscribing to the Everyday Saturday podcast, and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.